agenda for this morning is the estates at Sea Chase. That's the receipt of the bond proceeds and the release of the bonding company. This is sort of the final step, at least with regard to the bonding company. Council may recall that that bond was called quite some time ago. As a result of that process, both county engineering and the bonding company obtained estimates for the work to be completed. And also throughout that process, I want to point out that the condominium association was involved the whole time. And so it's been a good working relationship with all parties involved. And so for receipt of the money, they're just the last step is just a release of the bonding company. The agreed upon amount is $55,000 to cover the work to be performed. And we have a written agreement signed by the condominium association accepting that amount. So everything's wrapped up quite nicely on this one. So unless there's any questions, I have a proposed motion.
Please, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the approval of the estates of Sea Chase Condominium Association Incorporated and legal counsel, the release of Utica Mutual Insurance Company as surety under the performance and payment bond number SU3490434 upon the receipt of the payment of $55,000 is hereby approved.
So move.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I mean, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next is Mr. Hal Godwin, dog control contract update.
Make it quick, Mark. Make it quick.
Mr. President, members of council, I will give you a short rundown as to what's happened since July 14th of this year, when our county administrator received a letter from Kevin Usselton, the executive director of the First State Animal Care Center in SPCA, who have the contract with us to provide dog control services in this county through the end of this year. The letter stated that they were choosing to opt out and end the contract early. Would end on September 15th, which is today. So a number of us were alarmed by this. I'm sure you were as well. Our legal team went to work on it immediately, and they opined that there were no provisions in this contract for First State to end the contract early. We had that option, but the vendor did not. So we sent a letter back to First State Animal Care Center and explained that to them. And they didn't respond, they didn't do anything or say anything. So we began efforts in several directions with this alarm going off about what are we gonna do for animal dog controls. I immediately jumped on trying to find alternatives for us if in fact this were to come to an end, even though legally we were told the contract couldn't be ended. I interviewed some could-be potential employees to provide the service in-house. I spoke with a couple of kennels that might be able to offer some sort of ad hoc sheltering service for us to get through the end of the year. I even spoke with another SPCA in Pennsylvania who offered to provide services for us. At the same time, all the other accounts that were receiving the same service in Delaware from First State Animal Care Center, be it Kent County, Newcastle County, and the city of Wilmington were all alarmed as well as we were. So they were all trying to find alternatives. And ultimately what happened is, as I stand here before you today, I can tell you that First State Animal Care Center is going to release duties for Kent County and the city of Wilmington. Both of those entities have signed contracts with the Chester County SPCA in Pennsylvania to provide their services, leaving Newcastle and Sussex counties to continue receiving our service, as our contract says, from First State Animal Care Center. In working with Mr. Usselton over the last 6 weeks, he and I worked through a lot of issues and talked about a lot of things, and his fear, as you've heard before, is that he's going to lose his employees now that they know that their jobs are coming to an end. And I have always contended that those employees will probably wind up going to work for the state, doing the same thing, but working for the Office of Animal Welfare. And the director of that office agreed with me and thought that it would be a good idea to try and attract those people to come to work for the state so this service would be seamless. It would change from the county's responsibility to the state's responsibility January 1st, without much of an interruption. Now, Mr. Usselton did explain to me that he agrees that they're going to continue with our contract through the end of this year. That's the good news. The good news is we don't have to try and assemble some other service to hold us for 3 months. So they're going to continue with our contract as the contract is worded at the same price. That was the other problem. All our alternatives that I looked at were going to cost us more money. He's going to continue with the contract through the end of the year. He did raise one flag of caution. He said that there may be occasions where he might be slightly shorthanded because of this staffing problem. But you see, as the gentleman mentioned earlier in your meeting today, he said that they only have 8 people left or whatever. Well, they don't have as much territory to cover. So that will, the remaining people will be covering Newcastle County and Sussex County only. So that helps to soothe the pain of less staff. So I want to report to you that I think we're whole, we're in good shape. Our contract with First Aid Animal Care and SPCA is still binding, it's still in place at the same prices and all the same terms. So what I'm proposing to you is that we have put Humpty Dumpty back on the wall.
That's good.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Mr. President, I do have a quick question, and if I may, and only because I have been reached out to by several people. I have to tell you, this has been a pretty vocal, as you know, by the community. It's been some people who have a lot of concerns. I mean, they do. So, a couple thoughts that I have, and I'm reading some questions that people have asked of me, and I don't have the answers.
Okay, I'll try.
So, and again, I've not paid close attention to the details of this because it's been ongoing. So, I'll just run through these
okay. And
real very quickly. And number one, and that is. The county's like, do we have insurance policy on these, or does the vendor have it?
The vendor insures
and they're fully responsible.
It's in the contract. The contract requires them to insure us.
Okay, and so that's that. And mm-hmm. And we've confirmed that they have. This is still in place, and it's all good.
Yes.
Okay, so that would be a question. So number two would be, I think the concern is who's watching the vendor? Who's holding them accountable? I mean, obviously, they were wanting to walk away. Are we holding their feet to the fire? Number one, if they're going to be in place, but number two, on the application of the required services, who's ensuring that they're doing their job, and what's the process to make sure that it happens?
We have not had an issue with that in the past. Since 2010, they've provided the service for us, and we haven't had any real concern or complaints from constituents about not getting the response that they needed or not seeing the animals treated the way they wanted. And I wouldn't expect that to change because it's still the same people, the same contract. Their office is still in Camden, Delaware. But I can tell you that over the last 6 weeks, I think I have developed a closer friendship with Mr. Usselton and can probably have cooperation from him if we need it. I don't see an issue.
Okay.
But if there are constituent concerns and they're not getting them solved through First Aid, they're welcome to call me and I'll intervene for them.
Okay. I think that's all I'm going to ask at this point in time. The bottom line is, somebody has some very specific questions or concerns, I can provide their information to you.
Okay.
Well, I have
yes,
a comment.
Yes, sir.
Sort of answer Rob's Mr. Arnett's mm-hmm. comment here. I think the public holds the people's feet to the fire. If you don't have people in the public raising cane, then things are happening. Number two, can we get the pen, give us a cheaper contract, or what's going to happen there? We're talking about going upstate when this contract comes to the end.
When this contract ends on December 31st of this year, the state of Delaware's Office of Animal Welfare will take over all these services January 1.
So we're out of the
business. Exactly. We're out of the business January 1.
We're just trying
to get from here to there.
The
and thank God
thank you.
First State saw the ability to just nullify their letter of notice from July 14 and tell us they'll continue on with the contract as they have, yes.
Thank you for saving that.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Mr. Bobby Schoonover. Design Services, Medic 104, East District Supervisor's Station.
That's the man we've been waiting for.
Here he comes.
Good morning, council members, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
I have with me, stand beside me, Mr. Carlton Salvage from Pannoni Associates.
and located in Milton, Delaware, and we're here today to seek approval to begin the design on a new medic station and Eastern District Supervisor Station in Rehoboth Beach. Currently, our station is rented. Back in the winter, purchased us 3 acres that was earmarked for this station and perhaps some other county initiatives in the future. So we're here to seek approval to begin the design phase of that facility complex, and we will be back and looks like maybe in February with the results of the RFP process to actually construct a building. Carlton comes to us from Pannoni Associates. They were one of the engineering firms that previously have submitted an RFP through County Engineering and are on the selected list to provide these services to us.
Okay. Any questions from council?
I have one.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Since I'm a big advocate of schools as far as engineers. Okay. And to help you, I'm about a three. Well, anyway, let's go on. I'm a big advocate of schools that hires engineers every time they get rid of a school. And then it leaks and everything else, and they keep on until they improve it. They keep improving it. Now, here we're small enough that's only got probably a couple trucks, maybe 3 trucks at the most. We just got done with a paramedic station down the beach. We built one over Laurel. We built them everywhere around here. We built, what, 2 or 3 this so far, Todd?
3. This would be the 4th.
We built 3.
Right.
And here we are hiring engineers and designers to build us another. What is wrong with using the old designs? Why do we have to hire these people every time and spend this extra? You know, it costs an architect, costs about 10% at least of what the building cost. So if the building cost you how much? $1 million? $500,000?
The projected budget is $750,000.
How much?
$750,000.
Add 10% to that.
Right. Well,
that's $75,000 that we're spending, Bobby. My opinion.
Right.
That we're just spending money.
Right. Well,
we don't need to spend that kind of money.
Let's take a step back. The previous ones have been done by the county engineering. Basically, 2 guys, John Ashman and Anthony Distapuzzi, and they've done excellent work. But they are also getting busier, and it has taken a great length of time to get this last project done. So we wanted to this time use an outside engineering firm to do all those different pieces of the puzzle, and he's outlined them in his proposal very detailed, you know, step by step what each part costs, so we can get out from underneath the rent that we're paying. So why we're spinning our wheels here? We're paying rent.
I'm not speaking.
That's the reason why we're here today, to use an outside thing basically to speed this up so we get the project done.
But I'm not speaking, Bob. I'm not speaking against building the building.
Right.
We need to have a box design here, and let's build the same daggone building every time. Well, why are we spending? Why are we at 10% and plus design costs and all this unnecessary cost?
The building
that don't
be,
have to be the, added to it, Bob. That's the point,
Mr. Wilson. The building will be similar. This is a different, little bit different structure as it all. It houses not only the medic unit but also the supervisor that covers that area. If you look at our previous 3 buildings, they're basically the same. Mm-hmm. However, the same when you got to deal with Del Dot with the entrance, you have to do the soil conservation. So all these different components, the building is going to be, you're going to look, it's going to look very similar, but there's all these different engineering components that have to come. You just can't go plop the building there without putting everything in place, and that's what we're paying for, all those different pieces of the puzzle to come together.
Sorry to interrupt. This is our first supervisor facility that we've built, correct?
Yes, and the intent here is this will be a cookie cutter one that we will take over to the west side and put it over there. So, you know, what we come up with here as far as the blueprint, the design, we will reuse again, just like we reused the previous 3. The last one we did down to Medic 105, we just added a garage for the power unit that runs down there during the summertime. So I get what you're saying, that we want to keep it the same. We are, but we're paying for all these different services that bring this together, all the pieces of the puzzle that have to come together to plop that building there.
Since this is the first one that we're going to build, a supposed to be different, what is really the big difference of having the supervisor there and someone else? Why would this building have to be so much different?
When they have direct supervision with the different medics, they need a little bit separate quarters. So when you come in and you're talking about an issue, they have a separate area to go. They have administrative paperwork that the regular medics don't have. So there'd be a little bit of separation within the same complex, just a little bit of separation, as they do today. If you go down to the medic station there, it's within Storage Solutions now, they have a little bit of separation because they have different jobs. And you don't want, if you're having a counseling session or you're giving someone some praise, you need to have a little bit of separate area within that same facility to do their work. It's cheaper than going and building them a separate station like we have currently on the west side. When the system was established, they put the supervisor in a separate station. We maintain that. That's now come together. So we want to combine them in the same station for efficiency, but have some separation within that same quarter so they can deal
with
some.
I like the word efficiency, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. Right. And I shouldn't, if it was my personal way of building things, I sure wouldn't go out here and have to hire someone to keep building me the same building. So if I just got done with building and I like it, I'm not going to continue hiring an engineer to build another building for me and come in and get the 10% when I don't have to spend it. That's the point I'm getting at. I'm not against building paramedics. I'm not against your job. The point is, if we're going to spend $75,000, if we got $75,000 spent, let's give it to our employees or do something with it instead of just building, having architects and engineers come in that's just spending money.
I think they get the point.
If I heard what you said, Mr. Lawson, see if mm-hmm. Is the issue today, the issue is the previous stations have been designed and all this stuff that's supposed to be done here by Pannoni was done by our county engineering staff.
That's correct. Yes.
And am I to understand they are too busy today to get this done quickly or efficiently or whatever?
It was a internal discussion and decision made between myself, engineering, and EMS to outsource this work so that our engineering staff could continue their focus on sewer expansion.
Okay. And is this, I only got one question, I guess, Mr. Schoonover. With this number here of let's say $100,000.
Right.
I want you to confirm this for me. This is going to be paid 30% by the state?
We do not know that at this point. So the state right now, they have sent a letter to us stating that effective with this budget, they do not want to pay for capital projects. In the previous past, they have paid $200,000 up to $200,000 per year of debt service. And so later on, early in October, the senior leadership of the three counties are going to get together, of all three counties in the state, from what my supervisor Bob Stewart said, are going to get together and discuss that letter that they received from the state. They didn't know it was coming. So our reaction is, okay, let's go on with the design, mm-hmm. and then let's go on with the RFP. And when we do the RFP proposal, let's bid it prevailing wage, because as soon as you take 1 cent of state money, and we're now in the prevailing wage, let's bid it prevailing wage. Let's bid it not using prevailing wage, just using our money, and see what the difference is. In some small projects I've done at the West Complex, when you take the prevailing wage, it's really you're adding around 27% to the project. So we may find that it may be more efficient or economical to use our own money and not take the state money for it.
What number did the new state law just got passed in June? What number did they change prevailing wage to? How high a number can you go down? Got to use prevailing wage?
For the individual project, mm-hmm. I think it's 100,000. Yeah.
Any more than that?
I thought it was five.
I thought it was 500,000.
Yeah. 500,000.
Okay. 500,000. Okay, I stand corrected. So, but you're looking at a project over 500,000. So.
I mean, I guess I raised the point because depending on if the state participates or not, in my opinion, could depend on when we're going to do this project. It might be next year. We might have to push it down the road a year or two or something, because if it's all our money, you got to find more money someplace.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right. So I thought our approach of dual bidding it when we do the RFP and actually bringing that number to the surface would be the prudent thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any more questions from council? You have a motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Emergency Medical Services Department, authorizes its president to execute an agreement with Pannoni Associates Incorporated of Milton, Delaware, to provide design services for the EMS Medic 104 in Eastern District Supervisor Building on Plantations Road in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, at a cost not to exceed $99,900.
I better make that motion.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Motion.
Are you looking for a motion? Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Yes.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. The whole thing about 500, I think we got done.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah. We have a motion and a second. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wills?
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, may I interject one second that we are, the issue about state funding and reimbursement, we are engaging our colleagues at the other two counties to determine what to do next, and stay tuned on that issue because we need to figure this out.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, maybe I better say something.
Mr. Deaver.
I do live on Plantation Road, and I think that it should be made clear. I mean, that I have no association with this project personally. You know, people might think that I had something to do with its location, and I did not. So I don't know how you handle that.
Correct.
I think you just did.
Thank you.
And the paramedics selected the location.
Yeah, we selected the location based on our call volume and accessibility to the different communities that we serve there.
Well, thank you for saying that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Mr. President, can I just ask one quick question? Just 30 seconds. Ms. Gina Jennings, could you share the history of the partnership, the relationship? I mean, just the original percent that the state reimbursed us to where it is today.
It's pretty much flipped. Bob would be...
But what is the
Bob,
what's the background
Bob,
on that?
Yeah,
I can answer that for you real quick. It started 60-40.
Mm-hmm.
No, it went started at 60-40, 60 state, 40 county.
Okay.
And it's gradually moved towards now 30 county, 30 state, 70 county.
So they're paying half of what they used to.
From 1991, I'm Bob Stewart, Director of Sussex EMS. In 1990, Mr. President Vincent said, when this system started in 1991, it was 60-40, 60% state, 40 county. In 2004, it changed to 40-60, completely flipped the other way. And then it went down it was started with 50-50, then it went 40-60, then it went 30-70. And now it's at a different formula. It's a little complicated. They reimburse us at
based on 2 years ago expenses.
2 years in arrears. And to clarify, the reimbursement part is state law says that capital projects shall be reimbursed on a debt service basis, and that's our contention that it's state law. They're trying to write a policy that says that they don't have to do that, and we're going to have quite a discussion about that before that gets settled, so that needs to be settled. Which what County Minister Mr. Lawson alluded to a few minutes ago is to address that discrepancy in interpretation.
How much you say they paid Bob the very first day they started?
60-40.
60% state, 40% county.
I've had 70-30 in my head for all this time.
60-40.
Okay.
60-40.
Bottom line, they're now paying half and could be getting worse.
That ain't that close.
Well, yeah, they reduced.
Right. 30, I mean, that's
correct. That's what I'm saying. They're paying
and actually,
half.
By the calculations, Ms. Jennings, the finance director, did a worksheet in Excel that showed that it's about 27% using the 2 years in arrears policy. And that's kind of what it flows. If you actually look at it over about a 5 year period, it's a 3% reduction. So,
okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. John Ashman. You're on here for two, buddy.
She's already warned me that this may not work.
Uh-oh. Here comes your opportunity right now. This young lady knows what she's doing that day.
Uh-huh.
She bailed Chip Guy out a while ago. That was impressive.
She's replaced Chip Guy?
No, I said she bailed him out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
All right.
Control L, right?
First thing is resolution for project planning advance for Chapel Green and Oakcrest Farms.
Correct. I'm here today to request a resolution for a project planning advance. The resolution of Sussex County Council is required in order for the engineering department to apply for a project planning advance from the Water Infrastructure Advisory Council. It's for Chapel Green and Oakcrest Farms. Wrong one. That should be a pointer. Chapel Green is, you can see it on the upper right-hand corner, and Oakcrest Farms sort of in the middle top. Both of these communities have permit limitations on their current treatment and disposal systems that mandate significant upgrades by 2021. And during our Gosley Creek planning study, we determined that service to these communities was feasible, and each of these communities have contacted the county on an interest for a county option for their service. We had Whitman Reckhart and Associates has provided us a cost estimate in the amount of $46,400 to prepare the preliminary engineering report and environmental assessment. And the study will evaluate the community's existing on-site septic systems and develop a manner in which the county can revise their existing system and pump the effluent to our Inland Bays facility for treatment and disposal. Project planning advance is available to assist the municipalities in preparing PERs and EAs. And upon completion, we must submit a notice of intent for the project and apply for an SRF loan.
Okay. Do I read this thing that it's $46,000 and we're going to recoup $23,000?
The project planning advance, sort of the $46,400 is sort of, they will give us the money to do it as long as we apply for the loan afterwards. Mm-hmm. If we determine that the project is unaffordable or they do not choose to proceed, they sort of absorb the $46,400. Otherwise, it goes into the SRF loan.
All right. You have a motion, sir?
I have a resolution.
Submit
a request for project, a resolution to submit a request for a project planning advance for wastewater project to the Water Infrastructure Advisory Council to finance preliminary planning for service to Oakcrest Farms in Chapel Green and approve a contract with Whitman Reckhart Associates, LLP, for the completion of the study.
Do they have existing systems now?
They have existing systems.
Who's
They operate and maintain their own.
Their homeowners association
does. Yes.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second,
Mr. Cole. Any questions?
Well, questions, I guess, are maybe not be appropriate, but I have some questions about our approving such communities and then having to go back years later and try and readjust and refit the systems. And I just hope in the future that we would be more careful where, you know, what kind of systems we approve.
We didn't state approve.
One of them is a central system.
They're both on site central systems. Yes.
Right, the private systems.
Septic systems.
And I just hope that because it costs so much money. I mean, not everything was covered in the bond. I don't believe so. Just a comment, and I hope we don't have that happen again.
More questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I have his motion carried. Next, sir.
The next one is sort of a piece of housekeeping for our asset management plan. We have made an application to the Wastewater Infrastructure Advisory Council, and in order to complete this application, it's required that we have a resolution from County Council. This is, the asset management incentive is available to assist participants in funding to develop and implement asset management plans for their facilities. To receive financial incentives, municipal governments must sign a five-year agreement with DNREC and DHSS. The agreement will require the development and implementation of a system-wide asset management plan for wastewater and or drinking water utilities. We are currently just undertaking the wastewater facilities. We're up to a $100,000 no-match required grant per municipality, with up to one half of the interest paid on new SRF loans will be rebated back for up to 5 years after completion of the projects. Please don't ask me to go through all that.
That's fine.
This plan will aid us in establishing a current state of our assets, their level of service, identify our critical assets, and define their life expectancy, and to develop a long-term plan for funding. Participants must submit annual updated asset management plans, implementation plans, and plan development budgets to receive the annual loan interest rebates.
And who does the plan?
DENREC. We're actually putting together the asset management plan, but it has to be submitted to DENREC for their approval.
Any questions, Council?
Mm-hmm.
You have a resolution, sir?
I do. Next, on my tab. A resolution to submit a request for an asset management incentive for the county's wastewater infrastructure to the Water Infrastructure Advisory Council to finance the development and implementation of an asset management plan for the county's wastewater facilities.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Obvious, Mr. Carroll. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Heather Sheridan.
Finally.
Inland Bays Region Wastewater Facility, Hydrogeological.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Almost. Or good morning for two more minutes.
I thought you had fallen asleep when all the rest of the engineering people left.
Where's the expert? There she is.
Snoozing back there.
So I'm here this afternoon to seek approval for us to Whitman and Reckwart to proceed with a hydrogeological study for soils for lands at the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. So this study is required for us to expand our disposal options by the DENREC regulations. So a little background, Inland Bays, we currently have 8 irrigation systems spraying on 432 acres. Treatment capacity is 2.1 million gallons a day, disposal capacity is 2.65. Average flows are about 0.6 in the winter, 0.8 in the summer. But now, when the force main from West Rehoboth District is constructed and we shave flow from West Rehoboth to the Inland Bays treatment facility, we're going to be adding that much extra flow to the Inland Bays. Plus, we're looking at the Gosley Creek planning area, and that will increase flows to Inland Bays. So we need to continue with... We started it last year. We hired a soil scientist to look at approximately 1,300 acres. We own 2,622 acres at Inland Bays. So we looked at about a little over 1,000 acres adjacent to it, and we were looking for soils that would be suitable for spray irrigation and a different type of disposal system than we've used in the past called RIBS, which are rapid infiltration basins. So he found when he looked at about that 1,300 acres that about a little over 1,000 acres would support spray, and out of that 1,000, about 288 would be suitable for RIBS. So RIBS, you need permeable soils and no confining layers, so it needs to be deep and permeable. So we put 9 monitoring wells out, and we've been, and part of the DENREC regs are that you do water level readings during the winter months. So we've already started on that. We did that last year, and the readings are good. So here's the lands that are owned by the county for Inland Bays, and the ribs would be in here, and the spray is here. It's like 260 acres for spray, and that would give us an extra 2 million gallons a day for the spray, and the ribs would give us another 2 million gallons disposal. So that's just showing that same piece of property. So a rib, we added treatment, additional advanced treatment in 2012 to this facility. So we're really have a high level of treatment. So what ribs are just shallow basins that you just flood, take your treated wastewater and you flood the basins with it. So the ground, the treated wastewater trickles through the ground. So you flood it, you let it trickle through, and then you let it dry. 72 hours you have to let it dry according to DENREC regs. And so that's the way you get rid of the water. So we're looking at...
Was there any sludge left on top? Or
yeah, there's minimal because it's treated to such a degree. So at the end of the year, or possibly depending on, during the middle of the year, you would just scrape off any organic matter that had accumulated. And you keep grass cut. Some of them, you can have grass in them. So this will give us flexibility, for the winter months when we can't spray, and you can get rid of a lot of water quickly with these ribs.
So do we call the what's left over cake as well, or no? Is that's different?
Pardon me.
I was kind of making it funny because of the cake at South Coastal.
The South Coastal blend.
What the remaining part is. As you know, is called cake down there, as you know.
Yes.
So what will the term be here?
We'll have to come up with something.
Yeah, I have a question, too.
Icing.
Mrs. Deaver.
Yes. Did you say the reason we're doing this is because we don't have enough land to do more spray, or I didn't quite get that?
No, we have the land to do spray, and we want to do additional spray. We want to stay with spray irrigation, but we wanted some flexibility, and since we have the high level of treatment, we can... we have the correct soils, we can put these rapid infiltration beds in. Mm-hmm. So in the wintertime, when maybe you can't run your spray irrigation, or the farmer has crops off or farming, then you could dispose of your treated wastewater through RIBS.
Well,
and people have them. Millsboro has them. They've been around 100 years.
I just had to ask that question because of the environmentalists that I know just give me a fit about that and, accusing us of putting these in. And wouldn't this be our first?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, well, it is what it is. Thank you.
Okay. We have a proposal from Whitman and Reckwart, and part of their work task would be to look at the existing performance of Inland Bays and look at the flows we would be diverting from Wolf Neck, sludge drying, and we'd have to look at the treatment requirements for discharge to the RIBS. There's another study that goes along with the hydrogeo, and it's a surface water assessment report. So they would determine any improvements to the treatment plan and any improvements to the RIB location, any modifications. Most of this study is going to be done by outside contractors. They have to put in wells, 48. They have to drill. You can see for the RIBS, you have to do a lot of soils work, and there's surveying. There's 26 borings, a lot of well testing. So Whitman would be using local contractors to do that, the actual work, the surveying, the soil scientists, the well drillers. So the subcontractor total is $322,000 to do this work. Mm-hmm. And Whitman's total is $208,081 to do the actual reports.
That's to comply with GenRec.
Yes, it's a significant amount of work and a significant study for us to be able to expand and do this.
And we have to do it because GenRec requires us to do it, right?
Yes, there's no getting around it.
Could I ask one more question?
Yes.
Is this close to any developments? Where is it going to be placed, as far as in relationship to the spray?
So you can
see. Point it out to me where.
Yeah. Okay. So the we're talking this area right in here for ribs.
Yeah.
Right. The ribs would be in here, and it's only like 4 acres.
Yeah. Small. Okay. It's and not then, on the edge. I'm glad that. I'm glad
and then
that.
The spray would be here.
Yeah.
And you can see here's our other sprays are here.
Right. Oh yeah. I didn't see it. But this. Okay, thank you.
You have a motion, ma'am?
How do you go scrape it? By hand or what?
No, we'll put in force mains and pumps and a pump station.
You said something about
to go. He's about the when the ribs work.
You
have the clean residue at the bottom of the rib area. How are you going to clean that off? Is his question, I think.
How do you clean the?
How do you scrape it?
Probably with a backhoe. I mean, they're 1 acre. There's four of them. They're 1 acre. So you just scrape the topsoil off of it.
There's soil at the bottom of that pit with
mm-hmm.
rocks up the side. We were all thinking there's probably rock, a rock base, and it would be hard to scrape off every rock.
It doesn't have to be rocks. I grabbed a picture
of one. Okay. So ours
could
will be probably
earth and berms.
So it'd be relatively easy to get in there and clean it out.
From talking to people that maintain them, it's not a big deal.
Okay.
Okay. You don't want a clay bottom because you want it to be permeable so that
water move through it.
Okay. My motion, be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County's Engineering Department, the services of Whitman, Reckwart, and Associates LLP shall be retained
4, hydrogeologic services for rapid infiltration basins and spray irrigation at the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility in the amount not to exceed $530,081, effective September 15th, 2015.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions?
Has anyone else put a bid on this? Is this the only bid?
Engineer, we have that contract with these engineers.
Oh.
These are those engineers we've already contracted.
He's got a hard contractor. He's going to have to
hard contractor. Well, they do that.
Work with our contractors, yeah.
They'll hire subcontractors.
That kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. They'll do all that.
No more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
No.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I will say yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Mr. Lank. A couple reports.